Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Seth from Clear Shots, and today you're going to listen to episode 54 with our old pal Vinny.
So we were talking about vapes.
Vaping.
Vinny had some questions.
Oh, yeah. He's a noob.
Yeah, he's a new member of the podcast. We've talked about him before, but we don't show him those episodes.
No. I never watch a podcast, so I wouldn't know.
He walked in. He's like, what's a podcast? Yeah. I thought we were going to go to the Apple store.
I thought you meant pods, like a whale pod, a pod of whales.
Yeah, like
the is that what the plural is for whales? A pod?
A pod, yeah. A pod
like a murder of crows?
I have no idea.
Or like a...
I really couldn't tell you because I'm not that... Like, I don't look into whales that much, I guess.
Which is funny because we do look into marine life quite a bit.
I do like the whale watch.
What's
at Walmart, actually.
What's funny is the only time I learn about whales is on here. Like, when Cass is on.
Yeah.
Like,
if Cass is here. That's a good point. We did whale watch.
Free Willy.
I learned a year's worth of whales shit just from Cass being here. Like... That's basically what it is.
What can you tell me about whales now that you...
I don't remember.
I do remember. They can actually communicate.
Well, they can...
Dory from Nemo actually knows how to speak well.
Yeah, they can communicate from hundreds of miles away with these frequencies. But the problem is that there's so many boats in the water, it messes with the sounds they can hear.
Well, I imagine a lot of it has to do with, like, pollution and shit. All that shit that's in the water.
You get oil in that fucking blowhole and everything goes awry.
It's funny. They don't know not to get oil in their blowholes. You know what I mean? It's weird.
You would think they would blow it out.
Yeah, you'd think they would get an idea of what's going on with that.
Swim beneath the oil.
Yeah. So you were asking us the difference between the vapes.
Well, okay. What do you get from what is the benefit of vaping for you? Do you really feel calmer vaping? Does it relieve
stress? No, it stresses
stress?
Me out, dude.
It stresses
me
out.
I only do it because I like to feel anxious. No, I do it because...
it's an oral cessation, is a helpful thing?
Yeah, it's like
thing?
An oral fixation, but I'm also... I smoked cigarettes for like 8 years.
Right.
And I don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore.
Well, it has nicotine in it.
Yes, it does.
Right. So, but it doesn't have the tar. There's way less tar.
The fiberglass. That's a big thing. You want to have the least amount of fiberglass.
You want to cut down on fiberglass.
I'm trying, I switch it 2%.
The daily value of fiberglass in my system was way too high until I quit smoking.
I think the recommended value is pretty low.
It's probably close to zero. And I definitely was at like at least one. I had one fiberglass in my system.
At least one fiberglass, yeah.
I think everyone's got a little bit.
A fiberglass.
Little bit of fiberglass.
Right. I mean, it happens. It's bound to happen one way or another.
Whether you like it or not, you have fiberglass.
Right, yeah. But
vaping.
The thing is, like, there's a lot of people that will use it to get off of cigarettes. And I see a lot of that shit on the subreddit for, like, there's, like, an electronic cigarette subreddit.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like, will say how much it helped them get off of cigarettes, which it does.
But it gets you on to vaping.
But you can also, with vaping, you can go, I'm using 12 milligrams of nicotine. I'm going to drop it down to 6 next year or drop it down to 3 or whatever. And then eventually you're using none and it's just the oral fixation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can cut it out completely.
Then you can just start chewing gum. That's what my dad does. My dad smoked like his whole life, but he quit when I was born.
My boss at the plant was always chewing gum because he used to because he couldn't smoke on the job or whatever, So it's it definitely helps because it keeps you doing something.
Say you don't smoke cigarettes, because there's a lot of people out there that never smoke cigarettes, but they vape. Is there like a benefit to vaping, like because of the nicotine? Do you Like if you're a nervous person, nicotine, it calms you down. It makes you feel
nootropic.
Yeah, yeah. Nicotine definitely has cognitive benefits, but they're minimal. I mean, it's fucking.
Yeah.
It's more of just a.
Helps you think clear. It's sort of it's a stimulant, just like caffeine is, but it's definitely short term.
Right. Like some people chew. Yeah. Some people, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of. We talked about. When did we talk about chew? Was that when Cass was on?
It could have been.
We talked about people that gut it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, I've had numerous times people try to get me to chew.
Yeah.
And I refuse every time.
You're just one of you look like a guy that chews. You got a
I look like the chewing kind of guy.
You got a truck. So.
My teeth don't. My teeth
you have
don't
the lipper. Like you have like the lip, the little, same style lip. Yeah.
I have the good lip. I could put a good lipper in. Yeah. I have a fat lip.
Yeah. I just don't like it. Like, I don't know. It's like.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, like probably twice or something.
So your first time, you probably want to throw up, right?
No, you don't. Like you don't. I feel like if you swallow it, yeah, you're gonna feel sick as fuck. But if
that's what I used to do,
it's just you're gonna get a huge nicotine buzz.
Yeah,
a really huge nicotine. You're gonna get dizzy as fuck, and if you don't take in a lot of nicotine, you're probably not gonna be used to it.
Right.
Yeah, there was a story I wanted to tell.
Like, if you've never done any of it before and you just put a lipper in, like a giant fucking one, you're going to probably fall over.
Last time we were talking about it, I was talking about how when I was at Novelis, they have smoking areas, but you can also chew anywhere because you could just spit it on the floor.
At the plant, everyone was chewing.
You know what I mean?
Because there was no, it was like you couldn't bring cigarettes in through the security thing.
Right.
But I remember there was a kid that was on my crew. I'm not going to say his name because I'm still friends with him, and I'm not sure if he listens to it.
Actually, I think you could bring cigarettes in.
You could bring cigarettes to Novelis, yeah, but you can't bring a regular lighter in.
There's certain areas you can...
has to be an electric lighter.
There's designated smoking areas, yeah.
Zippo, but there was a kid that, you know, he smoked, but, you know, he wanted to chew with the rest of us, and me and two of the other guys in my crew chewed snus, which is like it's chew but it's in pouches.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So I handed him a tin of snus and he took out three pouches
and just shoved them right
in. He thought you were supposed to line up your whole lip.
Right.
Literally put all three pouches in and fought, like was walking with us to like the cafeteria we were leaving the cafeteria, so we were going back to the shipping office. Fucking collapsed.
Like, really?
Yeah, dude. I mean, because one pouch...
It's going to give you... The thing is, nicotine is like a high level of nicotine, especially when you haven't done it, is going to make you really dizzy.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel good.
Like, if I haven't... Like, there was a few times. There was one time in particular where I worked like a 14-hour, 13-hour shift at the nursing home. Like, I worked like 7 in the morning until like 8:30 at night. Didn't have my vape with me. Didn't smoke cigarettes the whole time. Mind you, this is 50 milligrams. Mm-hmm. So this is like just as much, I think a little more nicotine than a normal cigarette would have. I get home, shower.
50?
50 milligrams, yeah.
And the pods aren't big either. So
no,
like,
they're only 1 milliliter.
That has to be loaded, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember laying in bed and I was just chiefing the shit out of it. I had the cucumber flavor that I would just fucking vape like it was candy because it was so good. And I just remember not even being able to, I couldn't close my eyes, but I couldn't keep them open. You know when you get like that? When you're like fucked up and you can't close your eyes, but you can't keep them open. You can't focus on anything. Like, I got the spins off of nicotine.
Yeah, you had the blurred lines. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Robin Thicke was there.
Robin
like,
Thicke was
throwing
there.
His junk in my face and shit.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is grinding on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
See, the thing was like...
I shat myself.
I was smoking easily. Cigarettes, but like, I only smoked until I stopped getting like a buzz from it. Like, at a certain point, I was like, well, what the fuck am I doing this for? It's not even doing anything to me anymore. So I just stopped doing it. I never felt the nicotine like addiction, like that everybody talks about how intense it is.
Yeah. Like you couldn't, like a lot of people, like they're like, I can't quit.
Like I've taken
where you could just
like
stop.
Weeks off of nicotine completely, but it's like, and it's like I'm not like craving it that badly.
But like, you're like, sure, fuck it, I'll try it again, or I'll You know,
I mean, with vaping, I was just like, well, fuck it, I can do that anywhere, and it's cheap. Fuck it. I mean, like, it's something...
Cheap.
But no, I mean, that's... I think a lot of people get into it even if they haven't smoked cigarettes.
A big thing, like,
that's right, not really right. that good.
One of my friends does that. He's like big into tinkering, and he makes his own vapes.
Right. Tinker Toys.
Marty.
Well, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Marty builds his own vapes. I think he smokes cigarettes, but yeah, like he's into it. Like at least as far as I can remember, was into it because he would tinker
rebuilding
and build
coils
his own
and things.
Coils and build his own vapes.
Yeah.
There's a couple other people I know that like they can cast metal and stuff, and they build their own and they sell them like mechanical mods.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that will blow up.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, too, is that, like, I remember one of my...
We get this bad rap, you know?
Well, the
like,
thing
the vapes
is,
blow
you...
up, but how many vapes really blow up?
It's not really vapes that explode. It's
the battery.
Yes, it's people that don't take care of their batteries. Like, if your batteries are wrapped, like, I have a... I'm going to try and take these out. We're going to blow up.
Let's see if we can get one to blow up today.
Let's see if we can experiment with this real quick.
Put the Mythbusters to the test.
But they're, like, there's wrapping on these batteries. They're 18650 batteries. And if the wrapping is damaged and they hit each other or fucking they're
get
jiggling around
doggy.
In your pocket.
Get a little pop doggy here.
That's when the problem's at. Yeah, yeah.
About to blow out.
Doggies.
A little half. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, people carry a spare set of batteries because they're stupid.
Yeah.
They'll carry a spare set of batteries in their pocket and it'll set on fire. It's like, don't do that. Like, I have little sleeves for them.
Yeah.
I have a spare set. Yeah, they're, like, right under that side. And I always have them in the sleeve if they're not charging.
So, if you don't want your vape to blow up... Just don't carry an extra battery with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
take care of your actual fucking vape.
And they're pretty big batteries, so they those will last me 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they're fucking dying.
And then what do you do? You have to, there's a charger you actually plug it into?
External charger, yeah.
All right.
And then that one charges while they're in it, right? Because that's what mine used to do.
You can, yes. Mm-hmm. It's not really that great for it to do that, but you're probably better off getting an external charger. But the bottom line is those 18650s are designed for products that have them built into them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're buying them off of a battery website specifically for batteries.
Right.
So, like, mostly you're, like, manufacturers are buying from them and putting them in their products. These are one of the only things that, like, you're using those for. Like,
a hobby.
You're throwing things. You're throwing them in, like, willy-nilly. But it's not. It's as long as you're safe with them, you're fine. It's just people are stupid.
Really. Yeah, I had a relative. I fucking kissed Tuesday at my grandma's, one of my uncles. Was bitching to me about vaping. It's like, you know what's in that stuff that you're inhaling? Nicotine and vegetable glycerin and like sugar byproducts.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that does to your lungs? Maybe 5%, if that, 1% of the damage that cigarettes will be doing. Right. Yeah, but at least you know what's in your cigarettes. No, I don't.
Well, okay, so...
I have paint thinner in my cigarettes.
I just don't like when people say that it's wicked bad, and then they go out and drink a bunch of alcohol, or they fucking...
Or they drink and drive, like that particular uncle.
Yeah. It's like,
When you get the... On the news store, you know, you get the headlines that vaping's bad, oh, this just in, news-breaking story, we've found out this about vaping, or we've, you know, the exploding vaping fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Is that just... Yeah, I mean, cigarettes, you got Marlboro, you got Camel.
Certainly the tobacco companies don't want it. It's
right,
definitely
they don't want
away.
Vaping. So are they paying for these ads? Or these
they are.
News stories, even.
The Truth campaign is paid for by the tobacco companies.
Right. You get all these bad raps about, oh, well, vaping.
I think
this,
I talked about Truth once on here.
With a Z.
They're basically required to run anti-smoking ads. So what they do is they run anti-vaping ads because they're anti-smoking ads.
It's still technically smoking, but it's
But they're helping their own company in the same at the same time.
Yeah, they're the ones that have the anti-hookah ads, anti-cigar ads.
Yeah.
You don't ever see anti-cigarette ads.
Right.
Right.
It's always anti-vaping or anti-hookah or some stupid
shit. Yeah, what was the one that was like, it had the fake YouTube video of like hookah time, bro time, and it was those three dudes and the wife beaters dancing while they were hookahing?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I'll show it to you on the break. It's so fucking stupid.
But it's funny that you don't see anti-smoking ads anymore because now they can just talk shit about vaping, which helps them, and it fulfills their contract, basically.
Which is really stupid, because if I was a tobacco company personified,
right,
I would put tons of money into vaping.
Yeah. That's some the thing is, like, you would have... Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like Marlboro would fucking just go, hey, here's our vape. Like, check this
right.
out.
Right. Why don't they come up with their own vape and still sell cigarettes?
Yeah.
Because, come on, it's a win-win for yeah. them.
There's no... Yeah, it's kind
of
weird. Because
I know a lot of people that want to quit smoking, but they can't go to vaping for whatever reason.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, Marlboro has the money to buy out Juul or something.
Oh, for sure. You know?
It's like, if they wanted to, they could buy it and just have that fucking stranglehold. But what's weird is those pod devices are getting super big because they have that tight pull, like mm-hmm. a cigarette.
That's why I like it.
Yeah. Vinny's like exploding that microphone right now. yeah, but they do have that, like, they have a different, they have that mouth-to-lung thing that you get from cigarettes. Whereas, like, with vapes, you just take a giant direct lung hit. Which is kind of why I like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was only $25, and the coil that you have in it changes what hit you get. So you can do a direct lung thing and have it be like a cigarette, or you can have a wider thing and have it basically just be a smaller version of what I use already.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, for me, like, I took, you know, I tried that, and it's smooth.
And you're high as shit right now.
And, you know, yeah, easily. With one, just one hit. No. But
have you tried this one?
What flavor is that one?
It's tobacco.
Okay.
Pipe tobacco.
Pipe tobacco. That's the flavor? Pipe tobacco.
The cigarette, like, flavor.
So what do you have
never...
to use?
You just inhale it.
You just inhale.
Be careful.
And this is a Juul.
Yep.
So this is the one they banned certain flavors on.
Yep. Yeah, you can
because little kids.
You can go, or, yeah, because you know. kids pay people like me
yeah.
to buy them. Not me specifically.
No, you specifically. I've seen you do it. Yeah.
But
I don't know why Juul got so big so fast.
High school.
Weird. but it's weird because there was a bunch of different pod devices out. Like,
yeah, like Zamaya and I were talking about the.
It just happened to be like the one that blew up, which is kind of odd.
Memes.
To me.
It had to be memes. Yeah, plus, the Juul is way cheaper than the other pod devices. The X-Fire, I think, was twice the price of
a
Juul.
How much is that?
This was like $16 or $18 or something like that. Mm-hmm. The X-Fire was like 30.
And how long does that last you?
The battery or the pod?
Both.
The battery will last about a day. The pod lasts probably 3 or 4. I only had to buy a pack of pods every other week.
We got Sandy with us.
I'm spending $15 every other week instead of spending, like, you know, $20 a week on cigarettes.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely cheaper than cigarettes, let's be honest.
And it tastes better, you know? The taste is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's really, like we were talking before, it's really annoying that responsible, like, it's like gun control. Gun control laws don't hurt anybody but responsible gun owners. And these, you know, vape laws don't affect anybody but responsible vape users.
All right, let's talk about gun right. control for a little bit here.
That's the thing is there's not really, it's basically, it is kind of the same thing, but there's laws against responsible vape users, which is weird. And yeah. There's not laws against responsible gun owners. I mean, there kind of is, but not really.
Well, here's my thing.
Like, it's totally legal for you to have a gun, right? Like,
yeah.
They make it hard for you to have a gun, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I'm saying...
Well, sort of.
If you are going to shoot up a school...
Right. Naturally.
Naturally. You know, because that's a thing to do today.
As one ought to do, yeah.
Gets fired immediately for naturally.
But, no, see, if you're a criminal and you want a gun...
Yeah.
You're probably going to obtain it illegally no matter what.
Hang on, you're not on the camera.
You could.
So...
Get on the camera there.
Yeah,
get on the camera. All right. Smile for the Sandy, you're not on the camera. Come here. Get on the camera. Come on, Sandy.
Come on.
Sandy, how do you... Oh, yep. Show me your
smells
ass.
Smells the dicks immediately.
No, but if you're a criminal...
I'll adjust the camera.
And you want a gun... You're not going to...
You're
probably
not
going
to get one responsibly.
You're not going to get one legally either way. So to say you have to go through all these processes to obtain a pistol permit or to even just get a gun or ammunition, it's obscure to me because
yeah,
if you're going to go commit a crime, rob a bank, whatever...
You're getting it one way or another.
You're going
to
get it.
Line.
That's like the same thing like saying, well, cocaine's illegal. Well, you're still going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
same way marijuana was illegal for so long, and well, it still is here, but
you're
going to get it fucking easily. Like, it's not really a problem. It's as easy as calling
people
somebody
that go nuts about, like, oh, you know, we should make this illegal about guns, or we should make ARs illegal.
Right.
It doesn't, you're going to get worse weapons than that illegally still.
My favorite thing is when, like, I'll see news articles, like, either on, like, I don't know, you have an Android, right? So when you open up your web browser on your phone, is your default page, like, Google News or Yahoo News or whatever? Because that's what it is for me, and I can't figure out. It's like a bunch of news sites together.
I just switched to Firefox, so, like, it's just the Firefox, like, homepage.
Okay.
Thing, where it gives you, like, your most recent sites and
okay,
things like that.
Okay, because mine, I use Opera, and for Opera, it has, like, Google News, Yahoo News, Fox, CNN. It's, like, all the major news outlets are on my homepage.
Yeah, you can put, like, a widget on them
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be, I got to change that. But I think it's funny when you see, like, news articles that are, like,
Where do they pull that from, though? They just pull, like, the highest
views. It's
got to
be the most viewed ones,
paid for, probably sponsored views.
Yeah, like, they pay Opera to put, like, them on the homepage. But it blows my mind when I see, like, news articles that are, like, you know, like, burglary. The headline will be something like this, right? It'll be, like, burglary gone wrong, as if they could go right.
Should be.
And then I click it, and I'm like, what happened? And it's, like, you know... Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, or fucking whatever.
Punxsutawney
three fell. Burglars broke into this World War II veteran's house and were shot and killed. Are guns to blame? No. They shouldn't have broke into his fucking house.
Right.
Remember that? It was
well,
a big...
Well, it's like if everyone was using, like, a kitchen knife for all of these things. It's like, is a kitchen knife to blame?
Yeah,
do we ban kitchen
Chicago
knives?
Cutlery.
Yeah, you have to sign your name when you... purchase a kitchen knife.
Dude, right. They like do if that everyone's using England. Blow darts. If
they're using blow darts. Fucking blow darts. You gotta be martial skilled. That happens in England. Did you know that? You can't buy silverware in England unless you're 18.
I agree.
Yeah. He agrees that in England you have to.
Oh, okay.
That you should.
That you should.
You should at least be 18.
Yeah. But I think it's really funny when you see news articles that are like, there was one, a big one last year, the year before, like a bunch of fucking high school kids broke into this dude's house and they had guns.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude had a fucking shotgun and shot three of them and killed one of them. And they're like, we got to charge him with murder. It's like he was in his house.
Yeah.
And these kids with guns broke into his house.
At least he didn't have silverware.
Yeah. they were going to steal his silverware. You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing with guns that blows my mind. And, like, in New York, the stand your ground law is different than other places. If your house has more than one exit and you can get to that exit reasonably, you're not allowed to assault intruders in your home.
Yes. Well, people abuse that, too, though.
Yeah. Like,
the thing is, the bottom line is it's mechanically designed to kill a human being, basically. Like,
or,
that's what
well,
it was designed for.
It's designed to kill anything.
Yeah. But, I mean...
It's really good at killing people.
It was probably primarily designed for war. And that's not what everybody uses it for.
No. So,
I mean, I get hunting as a sport. Like, you should be allowed to do it.
And hunting as a means of curbing the population.
Right. I think bolt-action rifles is fine, probably. I mean, with hunting, it's not like you need a fucking MP5. You know,
but you
like,
can't buy an MP5. You can't go out and buy an MP5.
Yeah, but you can acquire it.
Yeah, illegally though. Like, you know,
an AR-15 or something. So you don't need any of that for hunting. It's
right.
Like those should
but
probably be what's
AR-15s are super popular because they're so variable. You know,
there's a variable fire rate for sure.
Well, no, the AR-15s are only semi-auto.
Are they? They don't go fully automatic.
No.
Can you modify them though?
Yeah,
I'm sure you could.
But you can modify anything if you wanted to. You know, you can go out and buy a 12-gauge shotgun and cut the barrel.
Saw it off. Yeah.
Cut the barrel in half and have it be able to kill a building.
Go fucking Terminator on their ass.
Yeah, or you could also, you know, buy a bottle of Hennessy and, you know, put some paint thinner and a rag in it and throw it and burn down a building, too.
Or put some bleach and what?
What did I? Oh yeah, I almost died today.
Jake, you know, it was almost just me and Seth.
You
today.
Put bleaches.
You know, Jake almost lost his spot on the podcast.
I today. Almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning today.
He still might. He might die in his sleep tonight. Yeah. So rest in peace, Jake.
Yeah, I was cleaning my bathroom and I accidentally mixed together bleach and ammonia. Like I thought idiot. I grabbed a different chemical.
I just hate
He's got
using...
many chemicals in his house.
Yeah, I have. Dude. Well, we have this big bucket of like.
It's a big bucket of chemicals.
Yeah. It has the skull and crossbones on it.
I got a big bucket of. I got a big bucket of cleaning supplies, and I accidentally mixed a bunch of chemicals, or two chemicals that shouldn't ever be mixed.
God forbid a fire ever starts in that house.
Dude, it's just.
Chemical warfare right there.
Dude, even using bleach in general, like, it's so hard to do. Like, because even at the movie theater with a somewhat, like, at a house bathroom, it probably sucks wicked bad, too. But, like, even at the movie theater with a decent-sized bathroom, like a medium-sized public restroom, throwing bleach all over the place, it's like you have to, like, come out of the room and breathe for a couple minutes.
And you
it's
might like, stain you your clothes. You can't get that on you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's a big concern. I'm not worried about like my lungs or my eyes burning. I'm worried about like white spots on my shirt. You know,
right? Because you can't replace that shirt. But
right? Yeah, you can replace,
your
eyes.
Lungs. Yeah, or your eyes.
Yeah, nowadays you can. There's dudes like with fucking robot legs and shit, which is so crazy because they can just move them with their brain. Like that has to be so weird.
Because you gotta think, when you lose your legs, you lose your hands.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Like,
prosthetics. I thought we were talking about gun control.
Yeah, but we're talking about prosthetic legs.
Oh, yeah, prosthetic legs and arms. You gotta think, you know, when you lose your arms, legs, no matter what the cause was, the fact that they can give you prosthetic arms or legs and connect your nerves or whatever
to
them.
That's so weird.
Where you can learn to move them again.
Yeah. It's. That is fucking weird. I thought about that the other day when, like, it's like you had a, if you had a fucking fake hand, like a Luke Skywalker hand,
right?
And you were just thinking about the ways to move it. And it
well,
was just
I
doing
mean,
it.
Think about right now, you know, you're not really thinking about moving your
no,
hand,
but you're just
but
doing
you,
it.
You can move it.
But it'd be so weird for that to be just a fucking made of metal.
Right.
And just be doing.
And still be doing the same actions.
Yeah.
With it.
It's so weird that your brain can connect to that. That's fucking incredible technology.
Right.
That's some real crazy shit.
Well, I mean, it's just crazy in general to think that...
You can replace lost limbs.
Right. Lizard people.
Right.
Just do you regenerate. Think it'd be, do you think it'd be sweet if you could replace your arm with an AR-15?
In some countries, maybe.
Wait, what are we talking about? Like a Grindhouse movie?
Yeah. Is that what the movie was? Planet Terror, right? Where
what
the chick,
was,
her,
was
leg,
the
her,
the
leg,
leg,
her
yeah.
leg was an M16. Yeah. Like an
her leg.
That's so stupid.
Not her so arm. She had both her arms.
She had both of her arms and one leg, and then one leg was an M4 with like a grenade launcher.
And
or
she
an
would
M16.
Just like fuck. It's so
she would
goddamn
like,
stupid.
She was like a stripper.
So
she
had good
she?
Balance, right? She could just balance on the one leg.
Of course,
just...
she was a stripper. Like the nature of that movie.
She stripped at the Woosa, of course. Yeah.
Marmy,
Novali.
It's just like you get to this point where you think like maybe people are just going to be cutting off their limbs to get better limbs in the future. Like,
where you
just get like
that,
more
that
responsive.
You just go in for a surgery. You're like, I want my right arm removed so I can have a better arm.
Yeah, like upgrade this arm, will you?
Like, I mean, you know, you think, you know, I mean, say you have arthritis in this arm, it fucking kills you. Mm-hmm. Take it off, put a robotic arm on.
You ain't getting arthritis in that thing.
No.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, we already cut off people's dicks and put fake vaginas in. I mean, why not
Kendall,
cut off people's
Kendall
arms?
Kendall Jenner? Is that?
No, Kendall. No, it's fucking
Kendall.
Bruce.
Bruce. Is there a Kendall
I'm sure
Jenner?
Still, yeah, there is a Kendall
How many
Jenner.
Jenners are there? There's a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, there's Kendall, Kylie, Bruce.
Gender? Or Jenner. Jenner.
Jenner. Kendall Jenner, Kylie
Kendall.
Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner,
right.
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner changes.
They're all
gender.
The same family.
What's
right?
the mom's name?
Jenner Jenner.
Amy Jenner?
Mom, gender
mom
Jenner.
Jenner.
Barb Jenner.
Barbara Streisand.
What the fuck is her no. name? Who's the older Jenner?
Wait, I don't think
it
I
was
care.
Well, it's Bruce Jenner. It's
well, yeah.
It's,
what was his name?
Is that the mom now?
Or the wife? No,
she's Caitlyn Jenner. He's, now. She's the mom.
Yeah. Who was Bruce yeah. married to?
She won Woman of the Year.
Amy
right?
Jenner. No.
Amy.
What the fuck was her name?
Bruce.
Macy.
That's weird.
Look it up.
She's not in the news.
Ricky Jenner.
Because she didn't change Bobby to it, dude. How weird would that be if you had like a fucking, if you were married and you just decided with your significant other to just switch? You're like, you know what? I'll be the girl.
You know what? Why don't we role play here? Yeah. But for real.
But we'll go hard. Like, we'll go hard.
What is? We'll commit to it. Look that shit up. Look up the Jenner family. What the fuck's the mom's name?
Jenner family tree.
Mother Jenner. Who is Mother Jenner?
Mother Jenner. That's probably what it is. They just call her Mother Jenner.
Rhonda? No. Fuck's Rhonda. Her name? Becky? No.
Are you just naming WWE superstars now?
Marie.
Ronda Rousey. Paige Becky
Jenner?
Lynch.
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Oh. With a K-R-I-S.
Okay, that's right.
It should be C-H-R-I-S, and then she could switch over.
Second in line is Caitlyn. I'm not even kidding. We got Caitlyn / a.k.a. used to be Bruce.
Yeah, a.k.a. used to
used be Bruce. To be on the Kix cereal box.
It's so weird, dude.
Speaking of WWE, are you going to see that movie with Paige? Not the porn.
Oh,
movie,
the
actual movie.
It looks pretty good.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Straight to DVD?
No, it's actually going to be released. Or is it on the network?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's coming to theaters. The trailer I saw, it looks pretty funny, honestly. It's about how Paige was like, you know, an alt emo girl.
She like met The Rock or some shit.
She met The Rock and wanted to become a WWE superstar.
Who doesn't?
And The Rock's in the movie.
Yeah, as The Rock, which is hilarious.
I mean, I think The Rock would make you want to be anything that you want to be.
Maybe that's what happened to Bruce.
Yeah, he's like, I met The Rock.
He met The Rock. He's like, you know what? I want to be a woman so I can marry this guy.
Like, I figured this thing out. Like, that's where he figured it out.
I mean, come on. The Rock is the ultimate alpha male. Like,
he is.
If you thought it, you can't.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you? No, the, realistically, Dwayne Johnson is the ultimate alpha male on this planet. You can't think of anyone more manly than The Rock.
I love how he has like a day a week where he just eats like a stack of pancakes.
Stack. And he's still like, stacked.
He doesn't
like,
care.
He's still, yeah.
He knows how to do it. And also, he...
He's Samoan. I mean, come on.
He doesn't have a care in the world at this point either, really. Like, he's fucking set for life anyway. So, like, he's just doing things because he wants to do them. Right. And that's the fucking dream.
Oh, that's the...
Like, being at in a spot where you can just do whatever you want. And especially if it's something like that where you're still making money. Like, he wants to be a movie star and, like, do that kind of shit.
No one else could come back from a movie like The Tooth Fairy. Like Dwayne Johnson.
That's not even his worst movie, dude.
But that's one of his best movies.
But,
it actually is. You know what his worst movie is?
What would you say his worst movie
Doom.
Is? Doom? Yeah, you know what? I've started to watch that movie.
Have you finished it?
Never.
Doom. Well, it all started with The Scorpion King, right?
Well, yeah, that the CGI to that was terrible.
Yeah.
When he became the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which leads me to talk about...
The Scorpion.
No. Aladdin.
Oh!
The new... Aladdin. I mean...
Dude, I love Aladdin so much that, like, I have to see it. Because Aladdin was definitely my favorite Disney
movie. But I watched the preview to it. We got Will Smith, who I'm a big fan of Will Smith. And he's a very...
I think he can pull it off.
He's a very charismatic guy. Right. But in the preview, where he's like, Genie, Aladdin...
Three wishes.
Ring the bell. I don't know what he said.
That doesn't ring a bell? Is that what he says?
Yeah, but he said it in a weird way. Yeah.
That's like a...
He gave his own little twist to it.
I don't like that they do that because they're like already saying that we've made this movie already. They're like saying that in the script, which is weird.
The way that they portrayed him as the genie, the blue genie.
Yeah.
The UCGI, and it looked like especially for something like a big company like Disney...
Yeah,
it looked very cheaply made, and they actually they compared
it was like Dragon Ball Evolution.
They compared it to the Scorpion King, is why I brought it up because it looks like the same CGI from 2003 or whatever the movie, whenever it was made.
Right,
you know, like it wasn't very.
Yeah, I guess
Avatar it looked terrible.
I don't know what they're shooting for there. It's hard when it's not Robin Williams in the first place.
Well, even
that's why I'm not going to go see it.
But even Jafar, they showed a short clip of Jafar.
Jafar's voice is so hilarious.
And Jafar's voice was Bring me the lamp, Aladdin.
Bring me the lamp.
Bring me the lamp.
He's like, his voice is like my fake evil villain.
Right. It's like, it's like someone trying out for the role of Jafar. But in the movie, you know, it's like, bring me the lamp. And then you're something.
It's
will
like
start,
they just like, recorded the table.
Bring
reads.
Me the lamp. Like, yeah. It's,
they shouldn't have done any audio. They should have just done like one of those.
They should just take the audio from the original movie and just overlay it with.
Well, they really, yeah, they might want to rethink that one.
That would be fucking crazy.
The parrot.
As long as the soundtrack is the same, we're good.
Yeah.
Because the soundtrack was fucking amazingly written.
Is Aladdin really your favorite Disney movie?
For sure it is. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Abu?
Okay, right.
Abu is the shit.
What was the guy's name? He was the Aflac guy.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried was the parrot in the original Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah, then he made a bunch of jokes about 9/11, and now he's not allowed to do anything.
No, he's not.
Hollywood.
He's no one. But that's my... I haven't seen a...
Speaking of 9/11, I got something to talk about, too.
I haven't seen anything on... The parrot of the new Aladdin movie. So I'm interested to see if the parrot even talks.
If it's Gilbert Gottfried,
it needs to.
But you can't have
it. Could be. I mean, you could do it, dude. Just take get Gilbert. Fuck it.
But now, talking about 9/11, we got.
Well, I wanted to talk about Disney a little more. 311.
Okay, let's talk about Disney a little more. Then
let's keep talking.
Then we'll get a little darker. We'll go.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
My favorite Disney movie would honestly be the Goofy movie, or a Goofy movie. It's called. But
I never seen that one.
Really?
I don't know. I love it.
With Max Goof?
Because
I'm thinking, I'm
Goofy
sitting here
Goof?
Thinking the classics. You
yeah,
know
like
I mean?
Good
like,
ones.
Like Lion King. Aladdin,
ones that have their Google. Own rides.
The yeah, first. Yeah.
That's the qualification.
Okay. I guess. All right.
Like Beauty and the Beast.
The first
Mulan.
Movie I've ever seen ever in my life was The Lion King.
Naturally.
Right, naturally.
I mean, that's up there.
You know, my middle name is Simba, so. Yeah.
It's too, it's so weird.
Man. Yeah, right. You know, Vincent Simba. But, you know, Rafiki would be a better middle name, but.
Vincent Rafiki, Vincent, bag of donuts.
Vincenzo Fariki, Rafiki.
I'll tell you one thing, Rafiki knew his shit, though, you know.
Like, he, dude, he at least acted
he did
like
the voice
he did.
For Rafiki.
James Earl Jones.
Was it really?
I don't know.
Look that up.
It almost seems like it could be.
It might be James Earl
I haven't
Jones.
Seen it in long enough to think that it probably was.
I really... That was a good guess, if it is.
It's definitely a low voice. It's a bass
definitely
filled.
A black guy.
I feel like it's a black guy.
Right. It has
it's definitely
be.
A bass voice.
All right,
sure.
Let's hear. Simba was Matthew Broderick, which, you know, was...
Mm.
He
the one from
people.
He killed
the one that killed people.
What band was he in? Megadeth? No, that's Chris Broderick, right?
Sandy's upset.
Sandy's pissed.
She hates Matthew Broderick.
She does not like any of the Brodericks.
All right, Lion King 1994 Rafiki.
Type in the Lion King Rafiki.
Yeah, just type in Rafiki problem voice solved. Actor.
It's an easy search.
R-A-F-I-K-I.
This is not young Jamie. This is not young Jamie material.
No, this is like Red Band.
You could have pulled it up on there.
You know what's hilarious?
Robert
Downey Jr.
Guillaume.
Okay, it's okay.
So it was
it is a black guy.
James Earl Jones.
Right. I mean,
Whoopi Goldberg was in it. She played Shenzi.
One of the hyenas. Whoopi.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, so
James Earl Jones played Mufasa. So I
that's
was close.
Okay,
you were
yeah,
basically
yeah.
right.
I remembered a name from the movie. Yeah,
Mufasa
give me
a
little
was
credit.
A fucking badass too.
Is Toy Story Disney?
Yes.
Toy Story is
Pixar right. Disney.
Monsters, Inc. is or, Disney?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Pixar Disney.
That right? kind of changes everything.
Or is it just Pixar?
Are we just going to do
Pixar
two?
Monsters, Inc. is great.
For the 2D animated Disney movies, my favorite is The Little Mermaid.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually watched The
Little
Mermaid, Little
Mermaid
from start to finish.
Because Ariel is the best Disney princess.
Right.
But if we're talking 3D Disney movies, it's got to be Monsters, Inc.
Hmm.
I just watched it last
Honestly,
night.
Honestly, I think if I was going to say my favorite...
I like Monsters. I have Monsters, Inc., so that's good.
Whatever happened to Lilo and Stitch?
That was a thing for a couple of months.
It's a cover-up. We don't talk about that anymore. You know?
So what's your favorite 3D moon?
My favorite 3D?
Oh, wait, what's
Story,
your favorite 2D one?
It has 2D. To be Toy Story.
2D, 2D, 2D would be
Angels in the Outfield was Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that. Okay.
Angels, I hear 3D would be sure Toy Angels. Story.
What about Inside Out? Is that Disney?
Inside Out. Oh.
Or is that DreamWorks?
What is Inside Out? I don't remember that.
Wait, Shrek is Disney, isn't he?
No.
No, that was...
Universal? DreamWorks?
It was DreamWorks. DreamWorks.
Okay, well, Shrek's better than all of them.
All right.
What was Space Jam?
Space Jam was Universal.
Universal.
Because that was the Looney Tunes. Yeah. Space Jam 2 is going to start filming this year, by the way. Did you know that?
Who's going to be the actual...
LeBron?
LeBron James.
See, he doesn't...
And apparently the rumor is that Michael Jordan is going to be in, but he's going to be the
I hope they
guy.
Have Newman.
I hope so.
I hope Newman's in it, dude.
Newman.
Can you imagine having Michael Jordan as the bad guy? Now, this is just a random thing I saw on 4chan.
See,
so
I see LeBron James
true.
As a bad guy.
No, because you can't have... You almost have to bring back Danny DeVito for the dude, the dude.
Or have Kobe.
On Moron Mountain.
Moron
Mountain. Have Kobe be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Who is LeBron's biggest rival? Steph Curry? Kevin Durant? Have Kevin Durant be a giant sneak.
That movie was so goddamn good.
Space Jam?
Wasn't it wicked fucking good?
No! No! Space Jam is awful.
It was amazing.
Are you fucking serious?
Dude, it's so... Watch it today.
I watched it yesterday.
Watch him get sucked down the hole on fucking hole
Bill fucking Murray was in that movie. Excellent.
It's so realistic.
He took the camera away from that guy. He's like, what's this camera? It's not a regular camera. He fucking smashed it.
That was one of the first, I feel like that was one of the first times they had cartoons superimposed over like
Bill Murray's the
action.
Reason why they won.
Who Framed Roger
That
Rabbit.
Was the first one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah.
That's better than Space Jam.
Honestly, when I was a kid, I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit. When they melted the shoes.
I bet you that scared the shit out of you.
I cried. Yeah. Because I'm like, I like those shoes. They're squeaky and they're funny. I like them. They're my friend. And then they fucking melted them. And I'm like, you assholes. As a five-year-old child.
You guys
child.
Actually, you got, it's got to be because you're a little older than I am. Because I always thought Space Jam was fucking stupid. I could not stand Space Jam, dude.
I still want to watch it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Plus, the soundtrack was so good.
I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. You know what? I'll watch it before the next episode.
Seth,
I'll watch it between now and the next episode.
You have to.
Let's speak man to man here and not include the baby of the room.
Right.
Space Jam. Let's talk about the McDonald's toys for Space Jam. They had those little wheelie like things that you could connect together. I don't know if you remember them.
McDonald's toys
for the Space Jam movie when it came out. They're like on little wheels and they're almost puzzle pieces. So you had like Bugs Bunny, Lola Bunny, Daffy Duck, and they're on their own little square and they had little wheels on them and you could actually connect them together.
That's impressive.
Like, I'll bring it up.
Well, that's a good move because then they want you to get all of them. Then you got to collect them all.
Right. So
it seems like they don't do that anymore. They don't do that.
No, because they, America's fat, so we don't want to like. Right.
Yeah. fucking.
Okay, let's admit McDonald's toys in the 90s were way fucking better than anything.
The last
now.
Actually, when Pokemon Sun came out, they brought back Pokemon, so that was the only time it was good.
Okay, Burger King.
Yeah,
Burger King
say,
Pokemon. Toys.
Do they even give out toys anymore, Burger King, or no?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure the only way you can get a toy is like a Happy Meal.
So here's some of the Space Jam McDonald's toys. I don't know if you remember them. But I remember bugging.
Yeah, I bet there was one that you would never collect.
Right, but I remember bugging the shit out of my parents to get them.
Oh, shit, yeah. I had at least two of those.
Right, at least.
They were you could like link them together. And
there
shit,
was but... also a point where McDonald's had Disney toys out. Or they had them, they came in, like, tiny, they look like VHS boxes, and then you open it up, and it was the actual toy.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be, like, Beauty and the Beast, like, the classics, Pocahontas, Lang.
Yeah!
And you'd open it up, and it'd be, like, that plasticky VHS box.
Yeah, like, the
But then
weird...
it'd be the toy inside instead.
Yeah.
You guys are so much fucking older than I am.
And okay, Seth, I don't know if you remember this. But
yes.
Do you remember opening up a VHS tape and smelling the VHS tape?
I remember.
And you
that.
Had that as a specific VHS smell too, like the.
You know what I miss?
The grime.
When you would get new video, when you get new video games, and you would smell the video game manual. The fresh paper.
There's just something different about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No.
Video game manuals?
I never sniffed a video game manual. No.
Why would you smell it?
Why would you smell a VHS tape?
Because they smell better.
Because I was fucking five, and I'm like, look at when you separate the VHS, there's that little like space in between the box and the vinyl
or whatever. Vinyl.
The vinyl.
The vinyl.
Pretty close to the vinyl.
The irie. The
vinyl. But yeah.
Those are such weird cases. So fucking weird.
They really,
imagine if CD cases were made out of that.
They're very inconvenient. Think how boxy a VHS was.
Yeah. Well, it almost seems like it'd be safer for a CD, though. Like, a CD is on, like, just a piece of fucking plastic and shit. Yeah. Like,
VHS like is scratched. Very hardy. Like, you'd drop a VHS and it'd still be good.
You can drop a CD just as fine.
Yeah, but if you scratch it, you're fucked. You get a VHS, you're good. You scratch outside, I don't give a fuck. You'd write on the outside
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, but that's because it has still a gonna shell, play. You know? You know, if you
that's cut, what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
CDs don't have a shell.
No, they don't. They do not have a shell. You know who does have a shell?
Turtles.
The green M&M.
Also, I never understood why anyone was playing with CDs so much to scratch them, though. Like, the most you have to do is take it out of the case and put it in its destination, which is probably less than a foot away.
Well, people thought, you know, scratch a CD, and then took it too literal. Like, oh, let's scratch a CD today.
What?
You never heard that term?
scratch a CD.
Like a DJ thing?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Oh, those are vinyls.
Those are vinyls.
Let's scratch a vinyl.
It doesn't come off the tongue as well. Yeah,
Jesus. No, you were talking about the Burger King toys and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I was talking about it before, but they had there was a Sonic the Hedgehog game that came out, and Burger King had Sonic the Hedgehog little tiger electronic toys.
Of course it did.
Do you remember that?
The little, like, were they little games?
The little games. They were like this big, and they had like a Sonic one, they had a Knuckles one, and they had a Tails one, and a Shadow the Hedgehog one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little electronic.
Burger King was always better, I think, at the toys. But, like, they would put out really good ones, but McDonald's was, like, more consistent.
McDonald's was the collectible toys.
Right.
They had the big case.
Well, Burger King had the gold-plated Pokemon
cards. I was just going to mention that.
That's
true.
That's true.
So.
And they also had.
They knew how to get you.
Right.
Yeah. Which one?
It's like, Mom, give me. I had the Pikachu.
I needed all of them. I had the Mewtwo.
One of the two
had
collectible glasses, didn't they?
Yeah, they might.
Because we had a bunch of glasses.
It's weird to think that they would just give those things out.
McDonald's.
It was Shrek. There,
yeah.
It was,
yes.
When one of the Shrek games.
They have cancerous causing products in the earth.
That's what it was. Yeah, the paint. They were dishwasher safe because the paint they used on the glass was like fucking laced with lead.
We literally still have one in our cupboard that's in use.
It has like Fiona and Shrek.
But my parents do, and I don't get
why. I was going to say, that's what happened to all of ours.
They're like, well, you know, it's cause. It has
lead or something in it, yeah.
But yeah.
Arsenic.
Now, let's go back to the 90s again.
Yeah.
I still remember the McDonald's when Hercules came out.
This is the 90s episode.
The Disney Hercules movie.
Hercules, yeah.
And they had a...
I just inhaled
my own burp.
That was
a speaking burp, yeah.
That hurt.
I still remember as a kid going when Hercules came out and they had the Hercules toys,
mm-hmm.
getting a chocolate milkshake, and it came in the blue Hercules cup that was like advertised on the actual movie where it was either Pain or
they advertise
Panic.
It before. Remember that shit?
Remember Pain or Panic got in trouble by Hades.
Yeah.
And he's drinking, sipping out of the blue cup of the Hercules on the cup.
And they gave that out?
And they gave that out, and they put a milkshake in it, and I thought it was the best thing ever.
That's cool.
But they don't do that shit anymore.
See, VHSs used to have... like ads before, like they used to play VHS trailers,
right?
So you could like see what movies are coming out, like at the beginning of the fucking movie. They don't do that with fucking DVDs, you know. It's just play movie and it plays the movie.
Yeah,
or you get the option. So, you can see the previews.
That's part of the reason why VHSs were so much cheaper, even when DVDs were coming out.
Like, it basically had ads.
Yeah,
which I mean, I found a lot about it. Fucking movies
that
I would
probably
never watch.
You
could fast forward through them, but you still had to kind of see them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I probably watched some movies that I had seen through VHS trailers.
Right. You know what I miss with VHSs? The Disney Vault clips.
Yeah.
You remember that? Do they still do the Disney Vault?
Yeah, do they release, like, DVDs?
Yeah, because I was talking to my parents about that one time, about the Disney Vault. Mm-hmm. Apparently, before, like, before media became widely available, like, in the mid-2000s, Disney would only sell their movies for, like, they would sell a certain movie for, like, a month or two every other year or something.
Right.
So, like, if you didn't already own The Lion King on VHS, you weren't able to buy it for another year or so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how they got so much of their money, because so many people liked those movies and so many kids liked those movies. They were like, if you want to own The Lion King, you got to buy it now. ASAP.
Yeah.
And then Disney had all the fancy, they had the fancy fucking cases, too. The fucking, like, the clamshell cases with the VHSs.
Yeah.
They weren't sleeves. They were like thick plastic kind of. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They always would color them too.
Yeah. Nickelodeon had orange ones.
Nickelodeon definitely had orange ones because I remember the Rugrats
movie. Yeah, I was just going to say all the Rugrats movies were giant orange boxes.
Yeah. The Rugrats movie was great too.
Oh,
that's a show that like was really, really good and kind of just disappeared.
For a long time. Like that show was on for like 9 years.
It kind of got overshadowed by SpongeBob kind of.
Oh, everything did. I was actually just watching a video about how crazy SpongeBob is.
Yeah.
SpongeBob, like, okay.
It honestly blew up so fast too. And like everyone knew what it was. Like fucking everybody, even the parents were watching SpongeBob it is. And enjoying
you,
it.
You know Gamers, right? That YouTube channel. So I got to send you this YouTube channel called
I've been watching a lot of that actually.
Gamers?
Yeah.
Dude, he's fantastic.
It's really good. His narration is really good. Yeah. Yes. And they're all like they get crowdfunded completely too.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode so far?
I liked the one about SOCOM. That was pretty
good.
That
one was great.
And then there was one about a game that got canceled.
Where Six Days in Fallujah?
Yes.
Yep, that one was fantastic, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a YouTube channel called Emperor Lemon that does like statistics and stuff about different TV shows and movies. And he talks about why SpongeBob is the most successful show, not even cartoon, it's the most successful show ever made.
Yeah.
Viacom is a multimedia conglomerate that owns Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And
Viacom is massive. Yeah.
SpongeBob. And
they're one of those brands that like is behind the scenes, but huge, like giant.
Yeah. They own Ubisoft.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fucking giant.
I think. Or they own the company that owns
like,
Ubisoft.
It's even like Time Warner is just behind a lot of shit and like you don't really recognize it.
Well,
like, they have their own brands, but they're behind the scenes.
We're talking about how immensely crazy SpongeBob is.
Well, SpongeBob has been going on since what, 1999, I think.
Yeah.
So I mean, you gotta figure 20 years. That's
but a I was good question. I was getting, when did that debut?
I think it was 98, 99, something around there. But what I was getting at is that SpongeBob, the net worth that Nickelodeon has made from SpongeBob, is worth more than double of every other show they've ever made.
Yeah.
SpongeBob alone is worth more than anything that Cartoon Network has ever come up with. It's worth billions and billions of dollars. And
I mean, I've even bought SpongeBob seasons recently.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like within the last fucking 5 years.
You think
years.
Of some of the bigger Nickelodeon shows, say like Rugrats. It came out in the early...
That's what we were just talking about.
We were talking about the Rugrats movie.
Came out in the early 90s, ended in the early 2000s. They tried to spin off All Grown Up, like that. It really didn't end well. You know, like, say, like, some of the classic ones, like...
That kind of was the downfall. All Grown Up was kind of...
All Grown Up.
I think they threw in the towel there, and they were like, well, let's just do something, see if it works. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're done anyway.
Right. Then you think of, like, say, Wild Thornberries.
Yeah.
It ended after the movie came out.
Yeah.
Yes.
It had, like, a 5-year streak? I don't know. Rocket Power, same thing.
Rocket Power was great, but the thing was, there was not many shows that like depicted the characters actually changing in age. Like there, you know, like South Park's been on for 20 years basically,
22,
and it's fucking the characters are still in fourth grade. So it's like, you know, it was weird to see.
Same with SpongeBob. There's no aging. There's no
But they're under the water, and he's a sponge. So does he get older?
Well, the squirrel starfish, I guess. Sandy should be dead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Patrick gets older, right? Squidward probably should be dead, too, theoretically.
The thing with SpongeBob is that...
I think Squidward was dead to begin with.
I mean, he was dead on the inside for a long time.
It was a... The thing that the guy pointed out with SpongeBob was that it was a show that kids could... They had two main characters. SpongeBob and Squidward. when you're a kid, you relate to SpongeBob. But when you get older, you relate to Squidward. And that's how it kept its base.
Well, there was
relate to Patrick because I'm...
Cause you're... Right, it's I mean, that's a slower sort of thing, but but the thing was, like, their writers were so good that they knew how to target both audiences.
They knew how to target adults and kids at the same time.
But here, with SpongeBob.
That's what you need with kids' shows.
We're talking about favorite episodes now?
SpongeBob, the first 2-3 seasons were golden.
Yes, those are the ones I bought. I bought them because they were, like, super, they were, like, on sale on Xbox. I was like, I'm buying them, and they're still making money off of SpongeBob because of me.
Yeah, the other day.
It's all you, dude.
The other day I watched the episode with the Valentine's Day episode and the paper episode where SpongeBob has the paper.
Drawing and all this shit comes to life.
No. This is the one where he had the piece of paper and he did all this shit with the paper. He made it do like origami. He flew around with it and shit. And Squidward was sitting there saying, you know, like, I don't want that paper back. You can have it, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the episode, Squidward traded his house, everything, including his shirt,
for this
piece of paper, but he couldn't do it with SpongeBob.
Yeah, because it was just do a SpongeBob.
So the end of the, you know, Patrick comes along, chewing gum, takes the paper from Squidward,
and spits his gum into it.
Spits it in there and throws in the trash. Just a random trash can that was just, you know, in the middle of the sea. And where, you know, that's like golden.
They did that a lot, though, where Squidward just couldn't do the same
shit. Dude, my favorite episode will always be the idiot box. Box.
Yeah. The idiot box.
Where they buy that giant plasma screen TV and then throw the TV out.
And you know what? The best part of that to me was when Squidward was trying to, like, get his mind off of it. So he's watching TV and everything has to do with boxes, production of boxes. And then it goes to boxing. He's like, okay, I can watch this.
And then it's just two championship boxes. Boxing.
Championship boxing. It's just two boxes going boom, 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 boom.
It was
boom,
so
boom,
dumb. Boom. Like, that's what's crazy.
That, like, show should have been on Adult Swim.
Yeah, like, that part is an Adult Swim part. It's weird. Yeah. They just pretty much hit every audience they could.
But if you watch a recent episode, it's terrible.
It's definitely different.
At least for me, it's terrible.
The Magic Conch episode was where it started.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was like the peak. Like, they started going down the hill at that point.
Well, yeah, make a wish, honey.
That's definitely an episode that people are divisive on.
It was okay, I knew that a lot of people,
that's their favorite episode.
It's not my favorite, but I like it because, like, when they're, you know, you can't fit in, and then he climbs up anyway and gets in, they shoot him across the fucking...
The forest or whatever.
The forest sea, and then you got the classic fish there with his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Make a wish, honey.
You know, it is...
That guy's in every episode, it seems like. Is that the Mylar egg?
No, it's not the same one. It was a blue fish, I think.
They're all the same, right?
The brown fish with the brown pants.
The first episode was about all the anchovies coming into the fucking Krusty Krab, right?
Yeah.
He had to get the hydrodynamic spatula with port and starboard attachments and turbo drive.
How you remember that? That's amazing.
That was the first episode.
P-42 Wild Beeway, Sydney.
Or you know, you forgot the pickles.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he reaches and grabs pickles. His tongue. And
how am I supposed to eat a pizza without my drink?
Yeah. He even has his pickles from the last time.
Yeah, he hid the pickles under his tongue the whole time. Yeah.
He is so committed to that.
That was Bubble Bass.
He's so committed to that that he went home and slept with those pickles in his mouth.
Right.
Comes back the next week or whatever it was later.
Well, he probably took the pickles out and put them on the nightstand or whatever.
And then put them back in, kind of like dentures, but...
I love the episode with the Tattletale Strangler, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where he I have a friend that I used to play Left 4 Dead with called the Tattletale Strangler, and he was definitely fucked up in the head because he would literally just quote that episode whenever we were online. Right. And his ID, like his photo for Steam, was the Tattletale Strangler. His name was the Tattletale Strangler. And he didn't use a microphone.
It's like the Scranton Strangler.
It was like for a year we were playing video games together before he started using a microphone. And then when he did, all he would do was quote the episodes.
Yeah.
And then eventually he started talking like a normal person. I'm pretty sure he died.
Is he better than... No, is the Scranton Strangler better than the Tattletale Strangler? Which one's better?
Scranton.
Because the Scranton Strangler never gets seen. You never see him. He's a mystery throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, the Tattletale Strangler turned himself in.
Yeah, that's true. The Scranton Strangler gets referred to all the time. But they never know who he is, really, I don't think.
But the Tattletale Strangler, his dad even knows who he is. 'Cause
yeah.
His dad's afraid of him.
Yeah, man. The first, it was That's so weird. Because did they stop doing like double episodes, or did they? I think they only did it for a couple seasons, where it was like they were like 10 minutes long, and they would do two episodes per episode, basically. Because the first one was the bubble stand, where they were blowing all the crazy bubbles, and Squidward couldn't do it. That's another one. Squidward couldn't figure it the fuck out.
How about Bubble Buddy?
Yeah, and then it was also the spatula one where he gets hired at the Krusty Krab.
No, most of them were double episodes.
Band Geeks is a good one.
Yeah, Band Geeks was great.
Oh,
Super Bowl disappointed the fuck out of me.
I still like the one with Pantera where they're fucking
pre-hibernation
Sandy's,
week.
Yeah. Sandy's doing all the extreme shit and SpongeBob's trying to keep
That's
up
Pantera?
With it.
That's Pantera?
It's got Pantera.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, they go through the industrial.
The industrial park.
which is not a park. Yeah. You know.
It's got like all the Pantera squeals and shit.
And, you know, I think everyone's relatable episode that they could quote was the chocolate episode, you know. I remember when they first invented chocolate.
I always hated it.
Everybody talks about that one.
If you rub it on your skin, you live forever.
I wonder what their most viewed episode is.
It has to be the chocolate episode.
No, I think it's Band Geeks, dude.
But you can't track it. There's no way, because there's VHS tapes of it and shit. There's no way you could do it.
I think if you looked up, like, number one. Like,
is mayonnaise an instrument?
If you looked up everybody's favorite episode.
The person with the white... Or what is it?
The person with the white sedan. No, but I think if you looked up, like, what's everybody's favorite SpongeBob episode, number one is probably Band Geeks. And number two is probably the Magic Conch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what one I really like,
Pretty
too?
Pretty Patties is wicked good.
Pretty Patties.
Is that what you were just going to say?
I was going to say Pretty Patties and... Pretty Patties is great. You know, the guy comes, you know, strolling in, crawling on his knees. It's like, what did he say? He said something about the atmosphere. He goes, what is this place? Underwater?
The one where you're in Patrick's house and his parents are visiting.
Yes.
The entire time, and it's not actually his parents.
Marty!
He doesn't realize.
We don't have a son!
Wait, what was the other one? Marty and...
Janet.
Janet! Marty, who are you people?
So
that's
good.
Right. We don't have a son.
I just love when they're in Patrick's house and it's just under a rock, but like
the house
it's got
like
rooms and shit.
Yeah,
like it's like a mansion.
But whenever you see Patrick, he's like just sitting
just
underneath the
like
rock,
like flat under the rock.
Right. Oh, but that's the same with SpongeBob's pineapple. Sometimes it's just a small.
There was one where they drank the pineapple. Like, they put a straw in it and, like, drank it and shrunk it down.
The nematodes.
Yeah, the nematodes.
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 And he's about to move out with his parents. Or the one where he actually gets his driver's license, and then Mrs. Puff tries to burglarize and steal his boatmobile. Yeah.
Is that when
SpongeBob.
When she's in jail.
Why? No, that's not the one when she's in jail.
Why is Patrick here?
Oh, he likes chili.
He likes chili. Yeah. What was that one?
There's the one where he has to write the essay, and he just writes the.
Oh,
the.
My God, that was so good.
Like the.
But you know what? As a kid, you could relate to that because it was a nice
summer
day underwater. And he had to write that essay, but he's looking outside, and Gary's having a ball.
Yeah.
Sandy and Squidward are
it's
fucking.
It's like you weren't going to do that.
Are fucking.
And some of these, and some of these, almost there, and done.
How about, okay, another classic, Muscle Bob Buff Pants.
Yeah, that one.
You could anchor arms.
Is that with anchor arms? Yep.
You can buy
they
anchor
had the
arms.
Hairy ones.
You could have hairy, or for the ladies, hairy.
Yeah,
my
the
pants.
Veiny ones.
What about
rip
the one
pants.
Where fucking Weenie Hut General?
Weenie
Hut.
I
eat a bowl of nails for breakfast without any milk.
Yeah,
that's the thing too. Is that SpongeBob? The other thing that guy was saying was that SpongeBob blew up because it's so relatable for people, like in such a wide age group, that the memes for SpongeBob actually made it more popular.
Right.
There was a timeline he showed of when memes started becoming huge on the internet, and then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, SpongeBob started getting there, too.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me that formula. You know, I mean, he's Plankton's clearly
trash, dude.
Plankton.
He could have easily fucking Plankton, got that dude. Shit. He could have easily gotten that formula. He's such a bitch. Right.
How about the lost episode of SpongeBob? That was a little out there. That was back in 2005. Was it lost? It wasn't really lost. Lost episode.
Huh? Is it like our episode? Our lost episode?
Yeah, were they just drunk playing Mortal Kombat all the time?
It was, you know, we had Patchy the Pirate.
Oh, with the robot?
No, remember he could fly or something because his pants, like... you'll have to watch again. It's a lost episode.
I don't know. The Flying Dutchman was the fucking shit.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Flying Dutchman. Flying
that is
Dutchman.
Such a mess.
The Halloween episode.
I'm the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, that's not my costume. That's my brains. Oh. Ah! Fucking runs out screaming.
Jesus Christ. Shame. All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a short break.
Yeah, I think we're already an hour in, aren't we?
Yeah, we definitely are. My monitor shuts off after an hour, so.
Here's a word from our sponsors.
Here's a word from our sponsors. We don't have any sponsors right now.
Okay, well. Have it.
ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at clearshotspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.